Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all, and welcome to Mindful Moments with Michelle. I am so excited today to come here and to talk with you about mindful moments. It's been a while since I've been on the radio, and I wanted to just talk with you and Josie and Kaylin. I'm just so excited to share my knowledge and my understanding of mindful moments. I would like to excuse my voice when you hear me in the next few months or in the next few weeks. My voice is now hoarse, but I want to give you a little raspiness today. So, hello. My name is Michelle Evans Oliver, and I am actually by trade a financial advisor, but I also talk with my close friends and confidants about mindfulness. And what do we know about mindfulness? And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come on here today to have a radio show and to just talk to the world about how to keep your peace in your life and things that you know internally, but you really don't remember externally because you have all of these things going on. You know, you have life and you have family. So that's what today is about, and that's what this radio show would be about. Yes, I will be discussing different spiritual practices. There will be guest speakers. We'll talk about mindfulness. We maybe talk about a little bit of personal finance, but not a lot. But anything that comes with being at peace with yourself, we're going to talk about. The other thing is, I would love to hear from you, the listeners, of what you would want to hear. Now, the radio show might not be for everyone. It might just be for some people who are looking for a peace of mind. We are not going to talk specifically about specific religions. It's all about spirituality and how to find your peace. Whoever is listening will be the people who are supposed to listen. So that's the way I always, so that's what I always say, and that's what I feel. So today, we're going to be talking about how to organize your spiritual life. You know, I have always, since a child, been very spiritual, and I didn't know that that's what it was, but very spiritual, just always kind of sitting in areas and looking up at the sky. I love to lay on the grass and look up at the sky. I remember I was about 5 years old, and I had this tree in front of my house, and I would climb up in the tree. It was like a few branches, and I would climb up in the tree, and I would just sit there for hours and look at the leaves and look at the sky and wonder about how the tree got there. And so that's what we're going to talk about, how to organize all of those things, because we have chaos in our lives. We have the news, and we have our kids, if you have kids, our family. So in my financial world, I talk about organizing your personal finances. We're going to talk about organizing your spiritual life. So let's get started. So there is a lot of people have a daily practice of their spirituality, and I have a few daily practices, and we'll talk about that today. But do you find yourself all over the place when things are going awry and when things are happening in your life and you can't like grasp your spirituality because things are moving too fast? And do you find yourself like needing to take a mental mind break? Well, that's when you want to take your mind and you want to go inward. And people are like, well, what does inward mean? Well, the easiest way for me to explain the whole inwardness is going into a quiet room, getting silent. So when I say getting silent, I always remember I had a friend, and I was going through a very difficult time, and I just needed some time by myself, and he called, and he was like, are you okay? You know, what are you? And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. He said, well, you know, when I talked to you yesterday, you weren't fine. You know, you were all, you know, chaotic. And I said, yeah. Well, I went into a room, and I sat in silence. And he couldn't understand that. And so how I can explain it to him is that I sat and looked at the white walls. And that's our little discussion when we talk to each other is, did you go and did you look at the white walls today? And I would say yes. So getting silent means, even if you can't close your eyes, but getting into a room and just being quiet and staying still and not moving around. And that will make your world kind of slow down. And that's what you want. Organizing your spiritual life, being spiritual is being silent. It's all about, some people will pray, some people will, and we'll talk about meditation next, but some people will meditate. But being silent is a way of quieting the mind and your body in order for you to get clarity in life. And that's what I do, and that's the beginning of my spiritual practice. So if it's all chaotic out, then I will either, being silent is easy. You can go into a bath. If you have kids and if you have a place like your own personal bathroom, you can go into a bathroom and you can just stand there, even sit on the sink or, you know, or whatever, sit on the edge of the tub. Take 5 minutes and just be silent. It will be a whole world of difference. So once you start to in your world of being silent, the next way that you can move into, and people say it's hard, some people will say it's hard, is to meditate. So some people do prayer, and some people will use prayer and meditation at the same time. When I meditate, I am very silent. And I go inward. And what we're going to do today is at the end of this radio broadcast, we're going to do a small or short, I guess, maybe 2 or 3 minutes of a meditation practice where you just get quiet and I will walk you through it. But in order for you to meditate, you have to block out all of chaos in your mind. And you have to only think about nothing. So when I meditate, when I first started to meditate, I would always slip into, oh, I need to do the dishes. Oh, I need to pick up my kids. Oh, I forgot to do this. And that's not all about meditation. Meditation is only thinking about nothing. And I would say to myself, think about nothing. nothing. So that's the only thing I would think about is nothing. And it, because I have done that over the course of many, many years, I can now easily meditate by just quieting my mind, thinking about nothing, and we'll go over that today. Next, first we talked about being silent, then number to meditate, and we're going over organizing your spiritual life. So meditation, being silent, that's all a part of it. It's many more, and we'll go over those now. The other piece about organizing your spiritual life is the one thing that I always say is you have to move around. So, you know, going into a quiet room, yes, that's great. Meditating, great. But the one thing you want to do with your body is you want to move your body around. You want to exercise. Some people don't have the time to exercise. They don't have time to walk. They don't have time to go to a gym. They don't have. So you hear that all the time. But you do what you need to do in order to bring peace to yourself. And when I say move around, it could possibly be going for a walk. Or a lot of people use yoga as a way to stretch their body. Now, what I do, and I've gone to yoga before, I've done the hot yoga. Oh, my gosh, it's really hot. It's done that. But what I do when I don't have that time is I get up and I stretch. Or if I'm at my computer and I cannot stretch, then I will stretch in my chair. In the mornings, and you'll see this, and you'll see it with all animals, you'll see it with birds, you'll see it with any human or anything that is on this earth that's living, they actually stretch. Think about it. If you have dogs or cats or birds, or if you see any cows, horses, all of them stretch. They wake up in the morning and they stretch their bodies. And that's one thing that I do. So let's think about that, or let's do something. So if you're sitting in a chair, or even if you're standing up, take your neck and you turn your head to your right, and turn it all the way to your shoulders if you can. If you can't, if it hurts, only do a little bit. But you just hold it there for a little bit. And if you start to feel like you can move a little bit more. Then move it a little bit more. Now take your head and you turn it straight ahead again. All of this, you can have your eyes closed or you can keep them open. Now take your neck and you turn it to, take your chin and try to turn it to your shoulder. And you just stretch that out. And you can do this by breathing in. And breathing out, and that's helping your neck stretch. And another stretching exercise that I do is with my shoulders. I have broad shoulders, and sometimes, you know, they get kind of tense, especially if you're stressed, if you're working, if you're doing things, or if you're thinking about something. You never know that your shoulders are stressed and they're tight. So you just take your shoulders and roll them back. Just roll both shoulders back very slowly. Just roll them back, and that will relieve the tension in your neck and in your shoulders. And if you breathe with that, as you're rolling your shoulders back, your body starts to relax. And with that, in that relaxing state of mind, then you can kind of move around and do a little, you can work with the stress that you have at hand. It helps you out. If you do that maybe, let's say, 2 or 3 times a day, and how you can remind yourself is you can either put it on your calendar. If you have cell phones, you can set your alarm clock. Or if you know that you're going to do something at a certain time, you just put your stretching before then. So if you know that you have to leave out of your home to let's say, go to work, then before you touch your doorknob, you can do your stretching. It works, really. It does. Let's see. What do I have next? So we're talking about organizing your spiritual life here on the marketing, here on Mindful Moments with Michelle. Now, I was talking to my daughter. I have a daughter, and she said, well, Mom, that's kind of a cool name of a show. It could be called MMWM. And I said, yeah, you know, she's young. I was like, let's call it 3M, Mindful Moments with Michelle. She said, whatever, I'm going to call it MMWM. So I'm going to use her lingo sometimes, and I'll use my lingo sometimes, but I'm going to call it 3M today. So here on 3M, we are talking about organizing your spiritual life. We've gone over getting into a silent area, being quiet. We've talked about meditating. We've also talked about stretching. And next on the list is having a special place in your living area. So what I mean by that, some people might call it an altar. Some people might call it a special place. Some people might call it a sacred place. Others just say a place. People use bookshelves. They use tables. They use the floor. But what I mean by a special place is an area where it's just your things. So let me tell you about my special sacred altar place. I have a place on my nightstand where I put my special things. So I have my crystals, I have my candles, I have my incense, and I make it look very nice for me. So what's nice for me may not be nice for you, but it's all in your special things that you like. Some people put pictures, some people will add just certain things that they, that like memorabilia from their mother, or jewelry from, like, rings from their parents that have passed on. So whatever you feel in your special place, where when you go there, and if you have a chair or if you just stand in silence and you're in that area, that's your special place and you can feel at home. I actually have a bell in my special place. I have incense. I said that already. And I have frankincense and myrrh and things of that nature that smell really good too. Lavender, rosemary, those things that you can have in your special place too when you go and you just sit. So that's the other piece of organizing your spiritual practice or organizing your spiritual life. If you have these things and you can go and you know that they're there, you can write them down and say, okay, I'm chaotic. It's chaotic right now. What can I do right now? And if you know them in your mind, if you have them written down, and you can just figure out, okay, I'm going to go to my special place, or let me meditate for a second, or I just need to stretch. Those are the things that you want to be able to do in order for you to clear your mind and stay in a zen, is what they call it, or a peaceful mindset, in order to continue on and help others. So we've talked about that. We've talked about having a special place. Now, there are a few other things that I would always say, and this has helped me in life 110%, is letting go. And what I mean by letting go is when you feel like things are, you have a lot of pressure on you, and you're holding grudges, or you're feeling sad, or you feel like you haven't accomplished what you want to accomplish because you've set your goals and your goals aren't coming to fruition. Let that go. And when you let it go, you just give it away. Give it to the universe. When you give it to the universe and you let it go, things will start to come to you. But if you're holding on to grudges, if you're holding on to anger, if you're holding on and you're not forgiving, you're not all of those things, you're blocking everything that's supposed to come to you. The other piece is enjoy the moment. You know, we are in a society or in a world where everything is moving fast and you're thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow, or you're thinking about what's happening in the past. and you're not enjoying the moment at hand. And how do you enjoy the moment? You sit in silence, you watch, and you think about what is in front of you. You take it all in. If it's a sunny day, enjoy the sun. If it's a rainy day, instead of saying, I hate rainy days, enjoy the rain. There are so many things that are happening in this world right now where you can enjoy, like if it's some type of fatality, you can't enjoy it. But when you're there in a special area, in a place where things are happening all around you, and, you know, I have friends who will say, oh, this isn't going to be fun. But for me, because I live in the moment, I enjoy every step and every breath I take, because I do know that the past is the past and I cannot predict the future. So I'm going to enjoy myself right now. One other thing that I do, and I do this all of the time, if I can, is I give gratitude to the things that make a difference. I wake up in the morning and I thank you for waking up. I thank the universe. I give gratitude to people who, and they were like, well, why are you thanking me? Thank you for handing that to me. I give gratitude just for the little things. Thank you that my daughter has driven home from college and she's safe. Thank you for thank you for me being able to see. I give gratitude for just the smallest things. And when you do that, and I also write them down. So, and it could be anything. You can thank the firemen for just being, like, I used to live next to a fire station. Thank the firemen for being there to protect my area of town. So you can give gratitude in any form or fashion that you want to. The other thing, and I see I'm looking at my time as well, but I set intentions. And when I set my intentions, they're always intentions of me being able to help others. What I do in my extra time is I serve my community by helping with the things that I know and the things that I can do. I do a lot of financial speeches to women, and not really financial speeches, but it's just speeches about being empowered or being able to be an entrepreneur. I set those intentions to help my community because I work in marketing, and I help my community with my sorority's marketing efforts. So I make sure that I set my intentions for the good. I give gratitude when I can and always, and I let go. I enjoy every moment that I have. And we are talking today with 3M, Mindful Moments with Michelle. And we're talking about organizing your spiritual life. Now, let me go over what we've talked about today because my time is winding down. We talked, number one, we talked about getting silent, going into a room, looking at the white walls, and just being quiet. Secondly, we talked about meditation and how to meditate and what we should do in order for us to meditate. And we'll go over that right before the close of today. Third, we talked about moving around, exercising, going for a walk, stretching, doing yoga, stretching while you're sitting down and standing up. And we did some stretches with our neck and our shoulders. And then four, we talked about a space that you can have, a special space, a sacred space, an altar, a room even, bookshelf, so that you can put your own personal things in that space, and you can feel the peacefulness of that space. And then lastly, we talked about letting go, enjoying the moment, gratitude, and intention. Thank you so much for being with me today on Mindful Moments with Michelle. I want to close with a how to meditate you know, I have a lot of people ask me, oh, I can't meditate because I don't know what to do. And so because of that, when we meditate, we will make sure that we're in a quiet place, okay? And you try to sit and you close your eyes. Let's see if I can find some meditation music. You close your eyes. And as you're closing your eyes, you think of nothing, as we talked about earlier. Thinking of nothing will help you to focus in on your breathing. Take a deep breath in. Hold it and let it out. Take another deep breath in. And as you release your deep breath, release all the negative energy and negative thoughts and all of the stress that you have. And breathe in again, very deeply. And release all of the negative energy and thoughts. One more time, breathe in. And release. Now relax your body. Relax your shoulders where you keep your stress. Relax and ungrit your teeth, taking your tongue from the top of your mouth. And just relax. Think of nothing. Just breathe. Clear your mind and relax. Listen to your breathing and think of nothing. And in 10 seconds, we will slowly open our eyes and we will breathe in again. Open your eyes and see the peacefulness that you feel now. How was that? And that's all a part of meditation. Of course, there's more. You can do it longer, with 30 minutes or 15 minutes. But that's the part of meditation. Our time is growing near. And we're just about finished with Mindful Moments with Michelle. It's been a pleasure. I've had a wonderful time here with you today. I hope that you will follow me and follow my show. I'm going to have some great speakers on. We'll be talking about health and mindfulness eating. We'll talk about mindful candles. We'll talk about crystals, all of the things that you may have some interest in and not know a lot about. So thank you for joining in today or this evening or this afternoon. And I look so forward to meeting up with you again with Mindful Moments with Michelle. As always, have a great and enjoyable day. Bye-bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.